This is the Resilience Podcast 584, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Thursday, March 30th. C.S. Lewis called pain God's megaphone to rouse a deaf world. He's right that pain grabs hold of our attention like nothing else. But through the megaphone of pain, we rarely hear instructions. Whether we feel a dull ache or a piercing shooting pain, we find that pain is usually dumb. Pain gets our attention, but it does not instruct. It can tell us to look up, but rarely tells us where to go. While it's important to recognize what pain has to offer, it's not enough to simply experience it. It has no value on its own. For pain to be valuable, it has to lead to the right kind of understanding. With pain, as with people, we can find ourselves frozen in an unhealthy relationship. Over time, our reactions to pain get stacked one on top of the other. And we find that we've built a habitual relationship to pain. When we see people who are stuck in pain, we see people whose relationship with pain remains unhealthy and unchanged. And the reasons for staying in an unhealthy relationship, because of habit, because of familiarity, because we can't imagine alternatives, because we're following bad models, because we are embarrassed, because we are afraid, go on and on. People frequently hold on to an unhealthy pain precisely because that relationship is comfortable. Of course, pain hurts, but the pain you know can seem easier, more manageable than the unknown pain you might encounter if you took a different path. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, often wrote in his diary about his relationship with pain. It is in the power of the soul to maintain its own serenity and tranquility, and not to think that pain is an evil. For every judgment and movement and desire and aversion is within, and no evil ascends so high. He didn't believe that pain was made up. He knew that pain is real. He did, however, recognize that we can choose how we respond to pain. We choose our relationship to pain. Pain is rarely constant. Pain waxes and wanes, ebbs and flows, and so too does our relationship with it. To work through pain is not to put an end to pain, but to change how we relate to it. Some pain never goes away. The pain of losing a child is never overcome. The pain of a terminal illness may increase as time passes. The pain of Lincoln's depression never lifted. To work through pain is not to make it disappear, but to make it mean something different for us, to turn it into wisdom. Now let's be clear. Unnecessary suffering is masochistic rather than heroic. If you can avoid unnecessary pain, avoid it. If you cannot avoid it, then you have to choose your attitude toward it. Some pain is good and necessary. A lot of people in the modern world tend to misunderstand this. They believe that the ideal life is the painless life. Viktor Frankl thought differently. Frankl was no armchair student of suffering. He was a psychiatrist who survived slave labor in Auschwitz and lost his parents, his brother, and his wife in the concentration camps. As Frankl was hauled away, the Nazis confiscated the only manuscript of a book he was set to publish. destroying years of his work. But on each scrap of paper he came across, he jotted down the notes that would help him rewrite his book should he survive. "I am sure," he wrote, "that this reconstruction of my lost manuscript in the dark barracks assisted me in overcoming the danger of cardiovascular collapse." Frankl, he came to see that his unfinished work kept him sane. Mental health is based on a certain degree of tension. The tension between what one has already achieved and what one still ought to accomplish, or the gap between what one is and what one should become. Such tension is inherent in the human being and therefore is indispensable. What man actually needs is not a tensionless state, but rather the striving and the struggling for a worthwhile goal, a freely chosen task. If there is tension in your life, if there is some deep worry about living a worthy life, then good. That tension and worry is part of a well-lived life.
Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift, and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now, and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.